Hi, I'm Barb Nangle. I'm the founder of Higher Power Coaching and Consulting. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Fragmented to Whole, Life Lessons from 12-Step Recovery. On this podcast, I share my experience, strength, and hope from recovery. I don't support or endorse any particular 12-Step Recovery Fellowship, and I don't claim to speak for any of them either. My hope is that you will find my words helpful in some way, whether you are in recovery or not. This is episode 98. My two most important questions for guiding my behavior. When I'm trying to decide if something is the right thing for me to do or if something is healthy for me, there are two questions I've learned to ask myself. These are questions that really help me stay on the path of living the spiritually centered life I now live. Here are the two questions. Is this serving me? And what are my motives? I want to tackle the motives question first. I've talked about motives before on the podcast, and I think I probably brought up motives the first time when I discussed learning that I was codependent. I came to understand in terms of codependency that there is a continuum of helpfulness, where on one end, there is this rescuing, enabling, dysfunctional behavior, and on the other end, there's kindly, helpful, functional, healthy behavior. And I could easily tell the difference between those two extremes, the two ends of the continuum. It was that whole middle part that I was completely confused about, and I just couldn't understand, where do you cross the line from being helpful to being rescuing? Well, somebody in recovery said to me, well, it has to do with your motives. Why are you helping the person? Are you doing it so they'll like you? And I was like, no, that's not why I'm doing it. But as time went on, I realized, holy shit, I really was doing it so they'd like me. Now, until I could see that, that question of motives was just not helpful to me. But once I could see it, it was a game changer. And it really taught me a great lesson. And that is, I often had motives that I didn't even realize I had. So now I've learned to ask myself, why am I doing this? What are my motives? I can tell you right now that I used to do things either so that people would like me, so that I could have a sense of belonging, so people wouldn't reject me, so they'd accept me or think certain things of me, like I was smart or generous or kind or helpful. It really depended on the situation. So what that meant was I was doing things in a manipulative manner. I was trying to get people to think and believe certain things. Instead of just being and letting them have their own interpretation of my being, I wasn't being my real, genuine, actual self. I was faking the funk. Now, when I'm not sure what to do, or I'm not sure what the right thing to do is, or I'm not sure what healthy behavior is, I ask myself what my motives are. And if my motives are pure, that is, they are not manipulative, then I go forward. But if I can detect that I have any kind of manipulative motives in there, I change my path. The second question I mentioned is this serving me? And when I say serving me, I don't mean self-serving. I mean, is this serving my highest good as a spiritual person? Am I living up to my own values about what is important to me? Is this going to benefit me in the long term rather than just in the moment? If I'm trying to make a decision about whether to do this or whether to do that, I look to my highest good, and that is what helps me decide which path to take. If I don't know what my highest good is, I ask myself, what would God have me be or do? I guess you could say I actually ask God, what would you have me be or do? And because I turn my will and my life over to the care of God multiple times a day, every day, and have for years now, I've gotten better and better at understanding what God would have me do. And that is what serves me. Because I can tell you right now, my life is infinitely better now that I turn my will and life over to the care of God very regularly. I didn't know what was best for me before. The fact that I didn't even understand what my motives were much of the time until I was in my 50s meant I couldn't possibly have known what was best for me because I didn't even understand why I was doing things. And it just goes to show that I wasn't living a God-centered life. And now I ask these two questions. Is this serving me? And what are my motives that help me guide my behavior? Now, I don't usually ask both questions about the same thing. It's usually one of them. In fact, I can't think of any instance where I've asked both of them. But one of those two questions really helps me. So I challenge you, dear listener, to ask yourself these questions when you're presented with a dilemma or at least unsure about what to do. Is this serving you? And what are your motives? I would absolutely love to hear your comments about this. I'm on Instagram at Higher Power Coaching, and you can DM me there. Or you can email me, barb@higherpowercc.com. I'd love to hear what you learn about asking these questions for yourself. Before I sign off, be sure to tune into my 100th episode on March 22nd. It's going to be called Voices, Music, and Readings of Recovery. I'm having 5 guests who are all in recovery. They'll be sharing their experience, strength, and hope. 2 of them will also be sharing songs they wrote about recovery. 3 of the guests are people of color, so it won't be just a bunch of white people. And we're going to video record it, and the audio will be played on the podcast, and the video will be released on Patreon. All right, folks, that's it for today. Oh, wait, one more thing. I'm about to do a 5-day healthy boundaries challenge for free to help you develop healthy boundaries in your relationships. It's going to be March 15th to 19th, 4:30 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live. You can check out the link in my Instagram bio to join the Facebook group, or you can message me, barb@higherpowercc.com, and I'll send you the link. Okay, that's really it for today. Remember, healing is possible. It's never too late to recover, and no one is beyond hope. Talk to you next week. That's it for today. Please share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful. If you like what you've heard here, you might be interested in private coaching with me. If that sounds like you, then head on over to barbchat.net, or you can get on my calendar for a free 20-minute consultation to help you make lasting changes in your life, like I've made deep, lasting changes in my life. My ideal client is someone who is ripe for change, but I'll coach anyone who wants to be happy, joyous, and free. So if that's you, then go to barbchat.net and get on my calendar. I'd love to chat with you. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on your favorite podcast outlet. This helps other people find me. Thanks for listening.